You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea.
Hi guys, welcome back to No Dumb Idea. I'm your host Julian, also known as Gibbledang. And who am I joined with today?
Me, gym leader Nate, here Ooh. To probably inject a nice bit of ruining things into our podcast. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something new. I'm trying to come up with a new thing.
Is that a good thing? Oh, you're doing a new thing? Well, I don't think ruining things, I don't think that's going to be new for you.
That's not new for any of us.
We'll see.
But I'm Dalva, by the way, listeners. I've been here the whole time. That's the
We haven't even gotten into the the premise yet. Can't spoil it, you bitch.
Sprinkles of I'm just, what's to come.
I'm going
to
bleep that out.
I don't know, whatever.
literally put a bleep like he was swearing.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. hold your horses, everybody. Or I guess just Dalla. Yeah, No Dumb Idea here. We are a pop culture podcast. Maybe a comedy podcast, who knows? But we like to make jokes, bits, little games, scenarios, or even just discussions based off of pop culture. And that's what we're going to be doing today, and we'll get into today's premise in a little bit. But how's everyone's week been? Let's do a little housekeeping first.
Sure, do you want to go, gym leader Nate?
Yeah, I mean, I was.
You look like you're raring to
Mine's the easiest because it's been just I've just been busy all the time. So it's like when you're just like I'm just working, taking classes, and I don't have much time for a lot of things right now. So. But no.
Tis life.
That.
Yeah.
Doing some more computer coding and learning how.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's been a very grindy point. Like a grindy point of the year for everybody, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer's ending, so it's like that transition. Like, or summer is, it's ending. I was like, for me, the only things I don't remember if this happened before our last recording or not, but I saw Weapons for a second time with another friend. Great. And then I've been watching Alien Earth. Pretty caught up. I like it overall. As like the biggest Alien fan, or one of, I'm like, I like it overall, but there's like two main things, which one of them is like more minor, one of them is like more, I guess they're pretty both. One of them is that I don't like any of the pop culture stuff in it, like the music that they put in it, and then also that they have Sid the Sloth in an episode, or in a few episodes from Ice Age. And
what?
Yep, he's in it.
How is Sid the Sloth in Alien?
So there's like a, okay, one of the premises, and this is the other part I don't really know if I care for so much, is the main characters, and this is in the first episode, the main characters of the show are kids who get their brains or like their consciousness transformed into synthetic beings that are adults, like adult bodies essentially. And so like they watch in the show the Disney Peter Pan, and then there's a scene where like she's reminiscing to when she was watching Ice Age as a little girl with her older brother. And then there's this really funny scene, which I'm like, it's funny, but I fucking hate that it's in it, is she's like watching her brother who, cause she doesn't have, he thinks she died cause she was had like a like cancer or something. So that's hence why she was chosen for the synthetic body to, as like a, like, hey, you're going to die. Might as well put your, you know, then you can live forever as a, you know, you're a child mind and human adult body, whatever. So she doesn't have access to her brother, but she's watching him like on a screen. And then there's a scene where just kind of in the corner, like to her left, they just kind of see like little like transparent, like remembering Sid from Ice Age. And you're like, what the fuck is this? I hate that this is like, And every episode ends with, like, you know, the credits start and end with, like, a song that's a real song.
The needle drop.
That's just my, yeah, and I'm like, I understand it's a show, but I'm like, I don't know. It's like, for me, this is my Star Wars. This is like, if they put fucking Winnie the Pooh, like, Luke's like, this Winnie the Pooh guy is pretty sick. Let's name your character after all the Eeyore and shit, you know? And then let's throw on some fucking Tupac Shakur, like, while we fly around or something, you know? So that's my funny only...
because I've seen people using an image of that on, like, that's... Reddit and other stuff, yeah, as a like reaction.
Yep. And it's funny, I saw it and I was like, oh, clearly someone like photoshopped Sid in with like high opacity, and it's like, oh no, that's actually from the show. So
that's so funny.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a shit post.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the kid thing, I'm like I don't know if I care to watch like a group of kids as the protagonists in this movie, like in adult, I don't know. It's fine, it's interesting enough, but everything else is great about it so far.
I've always liked that kind of taking the fresh consciousness and putting it into like a fully developed like mm-hmm. like body or whatever, and then just having the catch, like seeing the catch up, you know what I mean, of the brain adjust,
sure,
to like everything around you, you know what I mean? It's not, or like, it's almost like amnesiac adults or something where it's like, mm-hmm, they don't remember anything and they have to relearn everything, but just as an adult, you know what I mean? Like I feel so like that's like kind of like an, yeah, interesting concept, and yeah, so that's like, I think that's interesting with the whole like the kids being sick and then being transferred into like synthetic,
yeah,
bodies.
I don't mind that so much.
And I know that, what is it? Because I know it takes place on an island.
Earth. Yeah.
On Earth, for sure. But yeah, I know there's the themes of like Neverland, of never growing up, of
they
all the kids are named
after the Lost Boys.
After the Lost Same Boys. Girls. She's Wendy. Yeah. But yeah, alien world or alien Earth. Same shit. Cool. As somebody who hasn't seen an episode, I think it's cool.
Yeah. And like, there you go. I think my only gripe is that there's a team of kids in adult synthoid bodies where I think it could have just been one, and that would have been an interesting still. So that's my only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and outside of that, I just went to Cape and Cal Con convention, like Comic Con in Alameda this past one. It's great. It's a good time. I highly recommend if you're in the Bay Area, check it out. And at the time, check it out. It's free too, which is awesome. But yeah, that's my week.
Yeah. Wow, thanks for the invite.
Cool. Looked like a lot of fun. Yeah, same.
I
was like, wow, I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
Wow. I've sent this to the group chat like two times in the past. I don't know what the fuck you guys' problem is.
I wonder if there was a base figure there.
If I don't remember it, it didn't happen. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what happened with me? What have I done?
What have I done?
You know, honestly, no. I always talk about how the end of my work month, the very last week, is always the most stressful. Mm-hmm. And yeah, same kind of scenario this time.
It still tracks.
Oh my god. Last night I had my first dream about cockroaches, and I woke up upset for sure. It was. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just brushing water your everywhere. Hair through their antenna.
They're attracted to water.
Yeah, fair.
Terrible. Terrible stuff. Other than that, yeah, you know, I've been, a couple months ago, I kind of hit a lull with Magic the Gathering, because I know a lot of people in real life have as well. I guess once the Final Fantasy stuff came out, I don't know, I just kind of took like a month break from buying stuff, maybe 2 months. But these last couple of weeks, I've been picking up packs again, and I've been having really good RNG. I've been getting really, really lucky.
Nice.
Like, I bought a collector booster the other day for $30, and I pulled a $80 card, and that was crazy. I was, like, looking at it, freaking out. And then yesterday, I bought a $7 pack and pulled a $35 card. And, yeah, I'm just gonna keep on gambling. Nice. Let's go gambling.
Let's
according to Lag 9000.
When in doubt, gamble.
They suck you right back in.
Gamble your way out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we've been doing the Mega Man campaign. That's been going awesome. You know, I've been documenting every little bit of it, making sketches here and there for the characters and stuff. Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah, we're going to release a behind-the-scenes commentary track at the afterwards when it's all done. So stay tuned.
Well, I am kind of thinking of how we could release it as a story, you know? Because since I'm keeping, like...
track of stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
Of everything. Everything that's happened. Yeah, playing Magic, hanging out with friends, having lots of fun. That's been the move.
I need to find new decks to make in Magic. I'm so bored with most of my decks. I need something new. Ooh, none of the new cards are doing it for me.
Yeah, they're not hitting as hard as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
A Peacemaker?
No, just a lot of burnout. We're gonna get into that in a bit. But
gotcha.
Yeah, just I've hit my 3-day weekend, and Jesus Christ, I'm gonna use my first day to just do nothing and recoup, because God, was it crazy. But yeah, you know, you bring up Peacemaker. Yeah, so I want to get into that, because Peacemaker season 2 recently released, you know. It's on its second episode at the time of recording right now. Yeah, I don't know how much spoilers we're going to be doing for the first season. It's been out for like 3 years, so you know, you're kind of
I'll say maybe what? We should also do a spoiler warning for all the other stuff we're gonna talk potentially,
I guess. Yeah,
like light
yeah.
Split, but
because so getting into this week's premise, season 2 of Peacemaker premiered, and it included an intro recap of the previous season, but it retconned a couple things. It, you know, the main question was, James Gunn came on board of the DC universe, and he became like the Kevin Feige kind of main head honcho at one point, and no one knew if there was going to be like a universe reset. You know, what's going to carry over. But it looks like some things from the previous DCEU are going to carry over, like the Suicide Squad and the Peacemaker show, and maybe Blue Beetle. And then the official start of the new 100% canon things is Creature Commandos, Peacemaker Season 2, and whatchamacallit, Superman, obviously. Mm-hmm. So instead of rebooting the entire universe, James Gunn just decided to retcon the entire universe. Now some things, I think he's described it as like a kind of like a dream, like when you remember a dream, or it's like something's not like a false memory, but it's like when you've hung out with a friend before and you've had a really good experience, but you could have sworn there was someone else there, you know what I mean? But it's like, you still had fun and you still remember the time, you know, Peter. So that's kind of what the start of the DCU is now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, rather than rebooting, he retconned, and
it's all Mandela effect.
At the end...
Yeah.
Yeah, Mandela effect, gaslighting, Mickey gaslighting too.
Yeah.
I could have sworn Nelson Mandela was in the Bernstein Bears.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's funny because in Peacemaker season 1, I think the first or second episode, that's not a plot point, but they talk about that. That's like a running joke in that episode where it's like, is it Bernstein or was it Berenstain or Bernstein or whatever?
Oh. So they're like, are like leaning into the Mandela effect nature of it.
Well, that was before. I guess. Like maybe they knew they were going to kind of start.
Huh.
I think that's around the time that James.
Oh, yeah, we watched that episode together, the Berenstain. Yeah, Berenstain. That's so funny.
Oh my god, I remember seeing it. I actually saw that. That's the Mandela effect in effect right now. Holy shit.
So, at the end of the first season for Peacemaker, spoilers, there's a couple Justice League cameos. Some characters are in shadow. But Ezra Miller, Flash, yuck, and Aquaman, Jason Momoa, they're the only ones that actually cameo. But in the intro recap for season two, instead of it being the Justice League, it's the Justice Gang from Superman, you know?
Okay.
So that's how it's treating it like it's a, I guess it's a retcon that's kind of like a soft, like a memory, you know? It's like a long memory, a distant memory. But yeah, so far, and then just to talk about the DC canon, it looks like it goes from The Suicide Squad, Peacemaker Season 1, Creature Commandos, Peacemaker Season 2, and then Superman.
Was it not Superman then, Peacemaker Season 2? Or like chronologically?
Yeah, true. No, it'd be like, Peacemaker, it'd be Season 1 of Peacemaker, then Superman, then Season 2. Yeah, you're right.
With Creature in the middle. Yeah.
And then, honestly, Blue Beetle, awesome movie. Check it out. Check out our Blue Bleeble, Blee-Blue our episode. That's a review of the...
You remembered the title perfectly. Wow, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just nonsense. That movie you could slot anywhere, I feel. Because that movie came out in the middle of like the weird shuffle that they were doing. So with that, you could say that that's part of the new DC universe
too. Was that before or after Flash? I'm trying to remember, or Flashpoint, whatever. It's before, right? Or was it?
I mean, we could Google it, but I don't care.
I'm gonna retcon that it came out right before. That's my retcon.
There you go.
So that's leading to the main premise of the episode this week is retcons. You know, famous retcons, terrible retcons. Whether or not they're good, bad, whatever. Yeah, kind of before we get into it, and we don't really have to like adhere to this, but what I've realized is that I feel like there are three kinds of retcons.
Okay.
There's the one that just, oh, that didn't happen. That didn't happen, actually. Like, I think of the legacy sequels, you know what I mean?
Oh, you said like Halloween franchise.
Halloween, yeah, which we could go into that later. Mm-hmm. The addition, where it's like, oh, this character actually had different adventures and, like, extra, well, not different, but I should say, like, these are the extra adventures that they had in between.
Like, adds to the story.
And I guess.
Take away.
I guess I won't say that there's three. I'd say, because I'll combine it with this other one, alteration, where they change what happened.
I think there's one that's like subtracting, one that's adding, and one that's changing, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Where it's like, actually, this is not
there's
going to
be some overlap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, And there's probably more that we don't remember or can't think of, but you can retcon it in the comments.
And we got, you know, we're going to go across movies, TV, comic books, or at least that's what I got. And I want to give a example, pretty famous one. In the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy, the first movie, obviously Uncle Ben was killed by a random mugger. But then in Spider-Man 3, when they introduced Sandman, they were like, oh no, actually Sandman was the killer of Uncle Ben. And they changed it so that it wasn't this mugger. The mugger was there, but the mugger accidentally bumped into the gun that was aimed at Uncle Ben.
Was that the
that Sandman was holding?
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to remember. It's been a minute since I saw 3, and I thought it was like a reveal at the end that no, actually the mugger did kill him, but he was there as the turns into the, you know, like it's still a retcon either way, but
no,
that's why okay.
The mugger didn't kill him, but he was there.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, you know, that's an example. But, you know, I guess one that wouldn't be an example, in Batman 1989, they changed the killer of Bruce Wayne's parents to be the Joker. that's not so much a retcon as much as it's just a twist or a change. It's like
adaptation,
you know?
Or change.
Yeah. Like, so I guess I want to make that distinction that, like,
sure.
Something, if something's being adapted into media, I feel like it's different when they take liberties to adapt something. Yeah.
Well, because the retcon means like retroactive continuity. If that first movie is the change, you're not changing the continuity. Mm-hmm. That's just, that is the continuity.
It's a new continuity, basically.
Yeah, and I guess also one question I did have, which I was curious to hear, is, okay, let's say, hypothetical for a comic, let's say a comic book series. Let's say it's something like someone's writing, they're doing like a 70-issue arc. If they change something like about the character, like further into the arc, is that a retcon or not? Like, and I guess like it's preference it with whether or not they know or not, like whether or not that was the intention from the start or not. If that makes sense.
Even if it's the same artist, if they change their own work.
So like let's say Neil Gaiman.
I think it's still a retcon. Writing...
Okay, so like Neil Gaiman's writing Sandman. Let's say he's like, I'm gonna like,
I mean,
in issue whatever, I'm gonna have it so that this happens. But that's like gonna be a retcon. But that's the plan. Like 50 years.
So actually,
from now. I guess that's what I was wondering.
I mean, we could talk about to answer that. I mean, that's entirely that. That does happen. Like, that is because what was it? Retcon spoilers for Sandman. In the first couple issues, what was it? He didn't know that he was going to be writing like a 70 issue epic.
Yeah.
So he wrote that Dream had these artifacts that were the source of his power, and if they got destroyed, then he would lose his power. But then it turns out that he. Destroying them gives them his power back later in the in the run, but then it turns out that when they make they made a prequel a couple decades after that, it turns out that those items that he had that held his power at the time, they were treated very like oh, these are so important, these are the only ones I have. It turns out he's got a bunch of other ones like that he's kind of saving for a rainy day, like his rubies, his eagle stones or whatever. So yeah, exactly, yeah, it's same kind of example. It's a retcon whether or not it's the writer themselves doesn't realize they're doing it. Yeah,
because most of the ones I've thought of are like someone else came and they changed someone else's work essentially. But that's what I was like, but if you plan it from the get-go, or if you know about it, or you know, even if you change your mind, that's what I was wondering.
Even if it's yours.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, good retcon your own stuff, I feel.
It's definitely more prevalent in comic books, for sure. I guess if we could do popcorn, I wanna give give one first. Cinnamon.
Caramel.
Okay, cinnamon's fine.
Caramel corn.
Yeah, caramel.
Yeah. Oh, I heard crumble popcorn. I'm like, oh, no. That sounds cool.
Yeah, like crumble cookies.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Or crumble donuts.
Well, what's this big one you got? Or Julie, I don't know.
It's not a big one, but it's no. You could go. It's Julian's always been my preference. What are you talking about?
this is news to me. It's all retconned. No.
What are you talking about?
You've always been Julian?
Whatever.
yeah.
Yeah.
Since the beginning.
Yeah, go to episode one.
So we're kind of talking about DC right now. Talked about Peacemaker. Talked about Sandman. there's been a couple comic events recently that they tried doing. I think maybe 2018, 2019-ish? Maybe 2020. Between that time. I mean, all of these issues were delayed so fucking much that these two comic books were supposed to kind of tie in together, I believe, but it just editorial fucked everything up. So they were going to be treated as, these stories were going to be treated as canon, but over time they just took so long to come out that they were just like, oh yeah, over time they were just like, fuck it. And so these stories are Three Jokers, it's three Strokers, three Jokers, and the Button.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what's the other one called? The one that after Three Jokers.
Doomsday Clock.
That's it. That one, too. I feel like it's part of
it. Yeah. So, with Three Jokers, the main continuity change with that was that, I don't know, there was some kind of event where Batman got into this big thinking chair that gave him all the fucking answers in the universe, and he asked who was the Joker, and then you don't see what the response is, but you see him freak out, and he's like, oh my god, that can't be. And then a year later, they revealed that the response he got was that there was three Jokers. And it turned out, like, what? How are there three Jokers?
Yeah, wasn't it? It's like, which one?
The whole thing. Like, yeah, who's who? And it turns out that, because they wanted to explain why there's the varying Joker personalities and fucking nuances and different, like, motivations that he had throughout his runs and why they would conflict with each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did was they had the Joker and the conflicting origin stories of, was he a comedian? Was he an assassin? Was he a mobster? Was he this or that? All of them true.
Yeah,
they made all of them true. And they had it be so that the original Joker, the mobster crime boss one, started to kidnap people and Jokerize them and try to make the perfect copy of himself to continue the legacy. Kind of like the Batman Beyond movie, similar. And it just became, it was just so fucking convoluted. They wanted the original Joker, like, origin, where he's a mob boss, to be true. They wanted the Killing Joke origin to be true. They wanted the new 52, like, super insane killer, psycho, whatever, to be true. It was very messy. It was very messy. At one point, you get a scene where Red Hood is fighting, like, a gymnasium. He's in a gymnasium, and he's fighting a whole gymnasium. He's fighting a whole gymnasium. Jim Gordon was turned into a gymnasium. No, he's fighting a pool's worth of, like, dead Joker clones or whatever. I don't know. It was just a way to try to explain why the personalities were so different.
Okay.
And then the other one, the other two stories, The Button / Doomsday Clock, technically a sequel to Watchmen, which is fucking insane.
Not the only sequel either.
So basically, when Dr. Manhattan fucks off at the end of the Watchmen universe, he finds the, like, original DC universe, like the Prime universe, and it's just like, oh, this is super interesting. I like this. And he kind of I don't know if it's that or if he just straight up makes the DC universe.
I think he changes it, and that's why it turns to the new 52. Because he fucks something. Like, fucks up with something. Basically, not fucks.
I mean, he does maybe it on both. Purpose.
Yeah, I guess.
He does it on purpose. Dr. Manhattan realizes that Superman is kind of the linchpin of the universe.
Is it that he kills his parents?
Every time he tries, he'll move the rocket, or he'll move Superman's rocket, or something like that. Like, he'll keep trying to fuck with the origin, but then Superman keeps coming back, and it's revealed that Dr. Manhattan is this puppet master that's responsible of constantly creating these reboots and fucking with the continuity just to see what happens, just because he's Dr. Manhattan, which is cool. I don't know. I'm okay with that. But then the ending of the book, Dr. Manhattan becomes so inspired by Superman that he stops doing that and transfers his consciousness into like a little boy that looks like a little version of Clark Kent, but he's got the fucking the element Manhattan symbol on his head.
Yeah, the what is that? Mm. The atom of hydrogen, a hydrogen atom.
Yeah, something smart.
Something,
but something. I don't know. They just they wanted to explain why there was constant reboots, but I don't know, man. Comic books and retcons—they're definitely. We could be here all. Oh my god, I actually do have some more, but we'll talk about.
I think most of mine are. Honestly. I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I figured I would bring up the one that is going to be my kind of recurring for me, because in this franchise they retcon things a lot. So,
oh, yeah.
And that's going to be Star Wars.
Yeah, I knew it.
I stayed away from Star Wars just because I was like, you got that one in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars. Where do you start, man? They love retconning things. To begin with, the entire prequel trilogy is essentially retconning things that are referenced in the original Star Wars that had a completely different contextual meaning from when they threw them into conversation in the original series. And by the time that George Lucas made the prequels, his idea for what they were going to be had changed drastically. And so some of the earlier mentions are stretches. They're a little... I remember one of the big ones that it was always very funny is Chewbacca having personally known Yoda in episode 3.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's right. What the fuck? That dude, that's right. What the fuck? It's so stupid.
In episode 3, yeah, they show the war on Kashyyyk and they show Yoda hanging with Chewbacca and Lobaka,
the big gray one.
Yeah, or no, Tarful. It's Tarful is the other one.
Rob Zombie, yeah.
And yeah, it's very funny thinking like, oh, like Chewbacca knows what Jedi are. He's seen Yoda use the Force. He like knows what the Force is and what all of that is. But when him and Han Solo meet Luke, and Luke's like, huh, you don't believe in the Force, do you? Chewbacca literally could be like, wait, no, I knew Jedi. Wait, I know Jedi.
Actually, best friend or Jedi?
Actually, Obi-Wan Kenobi, I saw you on a communicator device while I was standing behind Yoda several times during the Clone Wars. You know how me and you both fought in the Clone Wars together?
You didn't see the retcon where he gets kicked in the head by a horse and then he
by a regular space horse, a sports.
Regular horse. Yeah. Oh. In fact, it's two guys in a horse suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they Jedi break apart and run away separately.
Yeah.
God, we could be here all day with Star Wars. Rogue One is technically a retcon.
Huge Who shot first? Retcon.
Yeah.
Who shot first? Oh, God. I mean, then there's the fact that they quote unquote retcon things by releasing the movie again that's edited to literally change the film. So it's like
McClunky.
McClunky indeed. And there's just so many pieces to Star Wars retconning, you know? Because then you have episode 9 going out of its way to put lines into its dialogue that undo the last movie because fans got upset about the last movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Literally putting lines in your dialogue.
Actually, Rey, your parents were nobody. Or the fact that she's a Palpatine. Or the fact that Palpatine has somehow returned.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's Palpatine returning in general is Ever since they tried to do that, Fortnite. Like, yeah, he returned in Fortnite, but every time, ever since he first returned in the novels, in the extended universe novels, ever since that idea was first floated around, I hated it. I hated it. Hated it. Hated it. It felt so dumb to me. I was like the whole entire first story has meaning because Palpatine dies at the end and is defeated, and it's like, just make something new. Like, how hard is it just make something new? And
I'll do it right now.
Which is why I remember. Which is why I remember. I was so sad when the novels that were building up Abeloth got canceled because Disney bought the Star Wars franchise right during that novelization's run, and. Because Abeloth was going to be a really cool new villain that, like, played on things that were used in the Clone Wars cartoon. But regardless, yeah, Star Wars is my number one example of retcons where it's just endless. It's endless retcons. And, yeah.
My favorite is when, after Luke and Leia kiss in the first one, then George was like, actually, I think I want them to be siblings, though. I'm gonna retcon it. That would make the kiss better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why he did
it. I agree. Yeah.
You're really...
No, that entire series... For... I mean, fucking... Mm-hmm. Darth Maul dies. No, he didn't. Boba Fett died. No, he didn't.
Boba Fett's a Mandalorian. No, he isn't. Yes, he is.
Actually, yes, he is. He is.
Nice.
Kind of. It's still, you know...
Well, I guess, technically...
He's specifically an offshoot of the Death Watch, and so by their definition, he's considered Mandalorian because he was adopted, but Mandalorian purists would not view him as a Mandalorian because he's not genetically Mandalorian. And
God.
Yeah. Slippery slope with Star Wars. Dollar, what do you got?
Yeah, I got a lot of comic book ones. I mean, I could probably just go off on like all the Vertigo characters that started off the Vertigo line, or like most of them. But I think the one I'll start off at least with, this is probably my favorite retcon, probably like out of all the retcons I could think of, is like in the 70s. I want to say DC made Swamp Thing, and it was like Alec Holland, a scientist working in like the swamps. I think some like mobs or something come, like, because he's working in the swamps out of secrecy on some plant, like regenerative plant serum. And, you know, the mob some secret like government agency is trying to steal the secret. And basically he catches fire, he gets his chemicals on him, he goes into the water, he turns to a giant muck monster that can't speak. And over time, they, like, develop him. It's just cool. He gets, like, you know, at first he's just a big jobber that literally doesn't speak. And then they give him, like, the power to regenerate. Like, and so it's like, okay, he can regenerate. That's, like, about all he can do. I think he eventually learns to speak. And then Alan Moore comes along and revitalizes and makes this, like, so much fucking... And this is the thing I hate. Like, I'll get to that part. But he... Alan Moore comes along, he writes it. It's a really great horror comic. And in his I think it's the second issue technically, but I'm trying to remember the name of the issue, because it's like a play on like another, like a movie. But essentially, there's this corporation. They want to get Swamp Thing to study, to figure out like, oh, what is he? They want to try to like build, like, they, I think they were like, oh, Alec, this is Alec Holland. He had the serum. Maybe we can reverse engineer the serum based on like we get him and study him,
extract it from him or something.
Yeah, and so there's Dr. Woodrow Wilson, the president, the 19th president of the United States.
It's probably heavily featured in the comic Swamp Thing.
Yeah, he, Floronic Man, he's like a plant-based like supervillain. He's studying Swamp Thing, you know, trying to like, okay. And it's come to find that actually this is not Alec Holland. This is like his consciousness fused with the swamp and the green. So he thought he was, it didn't fuse with it. He thought he was Alec Holland, but it turns out he's an elemental god. Essentially, he controls like the green energy of the universe, like the plant energy. You know, it starts off like just with Earth, and you know, and when he has that realization, there's this panel I just love. It's like beautifully drawn, very piercing red eyes of, you know, when he wakes up, when Swamp Thing wakes up and has that realization, like, I am not a thing. I'm literally a Swamp Thing. I'm not a human. I've, you know, and he goes to kill the, like, Sunderland, I think is the guy's name. That's like the head of the corporation. And it's just such a beautifully scary looking panel of just like, you know, his eyes, just like, you look what you've done to me kind of thing. And from there he grows, and it's been retconned since that it is Alec Holland, unfortunately. Like, I think that kind of unfortunate, but that's like way later. That's like in the, I think, I want to say it's probably close around to like the New 52 era. It's like 2012.
Yeah.
Ish. But that's my like favorite, like probably of all time.
It's because I remember you recommending that. Also, the I don't know if it's the one you're thinking of, but mm-hmm. the anatomy lesson.
Yeah,
is that the name of the?
Yeah, it has like the
because I just that, looked
the bodies. Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to grab mine.
Basically, fucking Swamp Thing gets dissected,
yeah.
And Woodrow Wilson kind of like he's looking through all of his parts, and that's when he realizes he's like, yeah, this isn't a person. This is essentially just a vegetable or a plant. But yeah. I think he straight up says, like, this is a plant that thinks it's Alec Holland.
Yeah.
It's which is when it realize when I guess when Swamp Thing realizes yeah. that he's not who he is, it's just insane. Yeah, that's a great one.
That's neat.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's like that's the second issue of his run, which is probably like 40, 50 issues. And from there, he grows. He gets like he retcons this. So he's, you know, the plant elemental. So now he can make himself out of like any plant. So there's like an issue where he wants to kill vampires. Mm. In this continuity, vampires can die by running water. Garlic. There's actually some vampires underwater that turned into mermaids. Basically, like, they've evolved to become mermaid vampires. And so what he does, he turns into the...
Mermampires?
Yeah, mermampires. And he turns into the fucking mountain and lifts up to kind of make the water start running again to fucking kill them all. It's, like, so fucking...
That's hilarious.
Like, creative. And there's so a point cool. where he yeah. gets shot into space and he starts making himself out of plants in space. There's one, like, planet where he turns... Because all the vegetative life are sentient, so he is made out of a bunch of people that are freaking out. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like... We're all one big guy. And then there's another one where he gets into like a biomechanical like planet, like
the ship,
like he's made of metal, but the metal is the plants of that like place.
Ooh, yeah.
It's, like, very trippy shit. It's really cool.
So cool.
That's why I'm like it. And the start of the issue is like the fucking the retcon, which is great. And that's like a lot of the Vertigo characters that, you know, like they all kind of like Sandman mentioned earlier, Sandman, Shade the Changing Man, which I might bring up later, fucking Doom Patrol, like all of them are like British people coming in and be like, but what if they were this? But what if your mom's a toaster instead? And now that's interesting.
As you know, British people are famously saying, what if your yeah. mom's a toaster?
But what if your mom's a toaster?
A toasty woasty.
Yeah, that's my number one.
One of my favorite panels from Swamp Thing is... So he had a love interest, and I think this might be after he figures out that he's an elemental. Mm-hmm. He has a love interest from when he was a human, and they, I don't know if they have a discussion about like how can we be intimate with each other?
Yeah.
Because obviously he's fucking, yeah, he's an entirely different like being now.
He's like vine tentacles. Oh, sorry.
No, he's like, here, eat this. And he gives her like a beet root, yeah, like a fruit.
Like a tuber.
And she eats it. And they have this like it's such like a beautifully drawn, like psychedelic, like they entangle and connect on like a
spiritual,
a higher form of intimacy. Yeah, yeah. It's insane. It's beautiful. Really nice stuff.
Art is great.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Me would I.
That's why you like the bud.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. Me would I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about you? Popcorn back to you.
So I'm gonna fire through a couple of these. Bucky being alive in Marvel.
Yeah.
Bucky
yeah.
is actually a fucking Russian assassin.
Yeah.
The Clone Saga. Oh, actually, it's Peter Parker. Actually, it isn't Peter Parker. Actually, Green Goblin died. Actually, he didn't die. Actually, maybe was it Peter Parker the whole time? Oh, wait, no, it was Ben Reilly the whole time. Oh, well, maybe it wasn't. That's, you know, oh, and the whole fact that the Clone Saga itself stems from, like, a one-off issue where the Jackal made a clone of Spider-Man in the 90s, mm-hmm. but then they turned it into, like, oh, well, what happened to that clone? Which,
but what if it didn't die?
I guess more retconning. Yeah.
What if his mom
same
was
thing, Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin.
Oh, yeah,
he was fucked over by editorial big time. Because when he was created, his identity was supposed to be a secret. But then, I could be getting this wrong, but he's another mess of a character that was fucked over by editorial. Because I guess everyone had different plans for him to the point where they kept saying, like, oh, this is his identity. Oh, wait, no, actually, this is his identity. No, this is his identity. And it's kind of like synonymous with the character itself, like how messy his origin is.
Yeah, and all that.
Yeah. The last one, it's funny because most of these are Spider-Man. And I know there's a bunch more. Venom. Venom being from being an alien costume to being
a parasite
symbiote,
yeah.
to being
a hive mind
from a to being from a first planet that's a hive mind.
All of Venom, just everything.
It's all
about
Venom.
being controlled by Null.
Well, before that, what the fuck is there's a weird thing where it's like the entire planet is a living symbiote and it's a bunch of symbiotes on each other or whatever, but mm-hmm. then they retcon that to be that they're actually Null is at the core of that and it's a prison that they're all fucking over him. Yeah, Venom is, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, Venom's a whole other
built
can
off
of goo.
Retcons. Yeah.
Which,
yeah. Not necessarily a bad thing. I don't know. Like, necessarily.
Yeah. You know what comic book retcon is a really old one, but technically is a retcon that I think was a really good idea? When they anchored Hulk's transformation to his anger. So originally, OG Hulk transformed every night a werewolf.
Yeah. That would have been weird.
That would have been really weird if that was the character forever. If it was just it was more of like a. It's funny because when it works like a werewolf, werewolves oftentimes are an alcoholism analogy or an addiction analogy. Mm-hmm. Where the person, like, when nighttime comes, they turn into a different person because they're on a bender, basically. And it's interesting that, like, Hulk now can be used as an analogy for different things, but they, honestly, the Hulk in general has received so many retcons.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, like, even the gray Hulk comes back later as another type of Hulk that comes out at night. And he
exactly.
does go at night, too. So, yeah. So. It's like, yeah,
and then
I mean, that's in comics in general. Yeah.
And then, like, it's not, and then it turns out he's not just he didn't just get altered so that he gets strong. He is, like, channeling a force.
From the beyond.
The green door.
Yeah.
The green door. Yeah. It's, like, the mystical force from the green door. And it's, like, it's a force that was put there. This is one of the times where they say it was put there by the one above all. So it was basically put there by the writers. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, the Hulk's character has received a lot of
retcons.
Good and bad retcons. I'd say he definitely had some good ones that made his character a lot more enjoyable and just genuinely more interesting.
I think it's with most comic book characters, because like the other one I think of that like built off retcons is Wolverine, like one of my faves.
And, yeah.
Like, oh god. From the start, he was just a guy fighting the Hulk. Then they were like, no, he's a mutant. at one point they wanted him to be an actual badger that or Wolverine that I think it was a badger, not even
a Wolverine.
Was it okay?
No, that was. I think no. It's got to be a dude. No, it's got to be.
I feel like it was something stupid where it wasn't.
No,
that's why
come on.
I mean, either way, they were going to do that.
It's already stupid enough on its own.
Yeah, yeah. So why not make it stupider? But regardless, they were going to.
He would be a Wolverine that got turned into a person,
into a man, essentially. Yeah. But they never did that. But that was going to be, and then.
Because the idea was that they wanted Wolverine, Sabretooth, and all the other like animal kind of people to have originally been from this like lupine kind of genetic, no, like just like a prehistoric kind of like feline kind of not feline, but you know, like lupine, I guess lupine, yeah, kind of people that were like wolves, and they all descended from Romulus, funny enough, who was this weird new Wolverine big, villain that they tried to push. He's just big Wolverine with like five claws that come out of like his. It looks like dog shit. Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, well, that's what I was like. And then like I'm trying to think where. So then he was. They gave him adamantium claws, and then it turned out he actually had bone claws, which wasn't added until later. Yeah. And then like there's like more and more on top of that too. So. But, like, I think genuinely most of, generally most of the retcons are good up to a point, I guess, to me at least. I like most of them. I think up until maybe like.
They've built off of each other, for sure.
Yeah. And I like the bone claws. The cool thing with Wolverine was his origin was always like a secret. And then over time, it's like. Here's Barry Windsor Smith adds like beautifully done art of him getting his adamantium put inside of him, and like now that's where we see some of his trauma and stuff. And then like they even did his origin like not like in the 2000s, which, you know, I'm like, okay, but it also does break some of the mystery of it, you know.
I was also gonna mention it's like I don't know how many people have seen all of Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. But you know, I'm gonna presume that some people may have seen it because it's one of the like one of the most popular animes like of all time.
Definitely.
And they did a lot of retconning in that series. One of my favorite ones was Naruto has a demon inside him, and they always just called it a demon, and it's the nine-tailed fox demon. Well, there's a point in the first season of the original show where he meets Gaara, who also has a demon inside him, and you know, they like fight each other, and they both like at one point the demon inside Gaara comes all the way out during the tuning exams, and he has to fight like the sand demon Shukaku. Well, in Shippuden we find out that these are both tailed beasts, and they belong to this set of nine tailed beasts that are all connected because they all came from the same being originally, and it split off into nine separate beings. And in Shippuden, it becomes imperative during this big war arc that the beasts can talk to each other telepathically. So the beasts are forever connected, and they can talk to each other telepathically, and they can always communicate with each other. Well, from the start. back from the first season, the Shukaku is the sand demon recognizes that Naruto has the nine-tailed fox in him, and he just like is just like, oh, you have a monster inside of you too, huh? There's no like, oh, you have that other piece of me that I can communicate with telepathically inside of you. Like,
well, there's maybe they're just shit talking each other the whole fight, and Naruto didn't know it.
Yeah, they're shit talking, and then they're just slinging insults.
I feel so angry about this guy, but I don't know why.
But yeah, they retcon a lot of stuff. They retcon that. They retcon most of the stuff with the tail beasts. They retcon like what chakra in ninjutsu is in the first place. It turns out that like chakra is not just like a being's natural energy, it's actually a special magical force that was implanted into the earth by interdimensional aliens. And
awesome.
When one of the
when one of those interdimensional aliens stayed and mated with a human, she gave birth to sons who were half human, half alien, and who could use chakra like her and the aliens. And so then her line descended and descended and descended, and eventually there was only people who were descended from her left, basically, because people who could use chakra were stronger than people who couldn't use chakra. Mm-hmm. And because they can do magic. And so fair, it turns out all the ninjas, it turns out all the ninjas are descended from magic aliens.
That's right. I remember mentioning. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a pretty crazy retcon. I think I mentioned it in our Twisted episode.
Maybe. Ah, I don't know. Listeners, go find it and comment below or let us know. Cause I can't remember.
Yeah.
But that probably is it.
It's like that. They retcon that Naruto's dad, like how he died and stuff, and the night that he died, what happened on it, so they were able to give more stuff to the villain.
What's the like?
And they were like, yeah. Okay. They basically say like he, it's like instead of the fox killing Naruto, both of Naruto's parents. In reality, it was all caused by the villain, and the villain made the fox attack, and the villain tried to attack Naruto and get at Naruto, and like his dad, Naruto's dad, had to fight the villain, and that was why the beast was able to get into the city. And so, like, it like added these like extra layers where the villain had been working in the shadows this whole time, even since Naruto was a baby.
Yeah, I'm always like 50-50 on whether it's like actually the machinations of the main protagonist or antagonist this whole time, you know. But I was gonna ask what was, I guess, if you're aware, what is like the fan reception to like the alien's origin, and even this one too, with the like it's his machinations from the start, like if you know,
or even your so thoughts, like I guess, too. at the time when it came out, everyone kind of liked it because they, you know, people just like, I don't like, people didn't complain about retconning as much when this was coming out. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so because explicitly they didn't give us too much detail about the stuff in the first place, mm-hmm. people were more willing to accept the retcons because the retcons were showing us full fledged explanations of everything. Whereas before we just got tiny little hints of details. And it's like, oh, it turns out it's different from all of the details we've been that have been hinted at, and that have like the lines that have been dropped. But we never saw a full scene of it, so I guess it's okay. Now we're seeing the full scene of it.
Okay, and it's also with the from aliens. The original... Oh, go on. Oh, that part. I thought that was the part that was okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say with the aliens, people didn't like that.
That's okay. Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
People didn't like that because that was a whole, that was also wrapped up with the fact they built up the final villain to be mm-hmm. one guy. And then in the last seconds of the last arc, he just like dies, and you find out that he was just a puppet for one of the aliens. And this whole time, the real mm-hmm. bad guy was the alien. Mm-hmm. And
hell yeah.
It's like, it's one of those things where all of a sudden surprise now it's them versus an enemy that they have no buildup against.
Yeah, that's all. Like,
there's no emotional stakes. It's just the classic, like, I'm going to destroy the world. Like, all of a sudden they're just fighting Frieza. So it's like...
Oops, wrong enemy.
Yeah, imagine if they were, like, in the tournament arc of Dragon Ball, and then all of a sudden... They said, tournament over, Frieza's here. And Frieza's like, you're fighting me now. And then all of a sudden, you were in the Frieza fight. Like, with no build-up.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Even tonally, that sounds like it's, like, not quite... Because aliens and a ninja thing, I'm like, that wasn't from the get-go. I'm like, wait, what? That's that up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they're... I don't know. It's... The whole entire thing... Now in Boruto, it's all a mishmash. Because now they got, like... sci-fi like cybernetics and stuff, and they got people with like grenade launchers for hands, and then they have other people who are like such sophisticated technology that they're just a person. They just look like a person, and they have Pearson cells, but all of their cells on a microscopic level are machines, It's like they're like made of nanobots, basically, like, and they can like transform their body into different crazy things, like T2 style, because they're synthetic humans, like, and like, yeah, it's a lot at this point. It's just it's just a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, Dolly, you got any?
Yeah, I guess I'll add one more, or at least one more. I'll say, I've been doing some that I like. I'll do one that I'm like indifferent to. I kind of don't really like it though. It's also Jason Voorhees from the Friday the 13th franchise is connected to a Deadite, is part of the Evil Dead, like demons. Yeah, although it's not a fan. Personally, I think as a kid, if I saw that when I was watching all the others, I would have been like, whoa. But like, ultimately, I'm like, I just want him to be his own thing. I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't mind the Necronomicon being in the background, or being like Freddy's glove being in the back. Like, I don't mind him fighting Deadites or Ash, any of that. Especially because it's in the comic books. So it's like not going to like interrupt the main continuity. But yeah, I mean, the only thing I'm like that's like good is it really doesn't impact, like, I guess for the franchise. It's like the 9th movie out of the like 10 or 11, no, no, I guess 12 movies that there are now.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't, and it doesn't ever come back again. And also just that it's so from Jason Goes
to Hell. Get retconned too.
Yeah, and it's from Jason Goes to Hell. And in that, he's like a little worm thing that possesses people. So it's like, I came to see Jason, and most of the time it's just a guy with like bug eyes. You know? Yeah. So it's like, it's all around not like, like, I don't know. It's like, why is this? This shouldn't be a Jason movie. It could be something else, like, kind of thing. Just one that I don't care for.
I mean,
it's a good one.
I don't mind it because, you know, I like the idea of, well, it gives it a reason for Jason to fight Ash, and then Freddy to be there, obviously. So, which, you know, you see in the comic book. So, it's kind of the only real reason it was, you know. But yeah, no, then I don't know. Not too bad. I'm indifferent to that one.
That's why I'm most indifferent. I could leave it. Like, if it's take it or leave it, I'll leave it, basically.
Definitely. Same thing with Halloween. You know, like, Halloween has been, Laurie Strode is his sister. Yeah. Oh, wait, it isn't his sister. Oh, wait, these movies happened. Oh, wait, no, actually, these movies didn't happen. You know.
There's a whole multiverse, essentially, that timeline of Michael Myers movies.
Basically, yeah. I think there's four different timelines? I think so.
Four or five.
Yeah.
There's, like, three is on its own. Different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah, true.
Rob Zombie
ones. I mean, shit, I think maybe the same thing with The Exorcist. Maybe not.
Yeah, there's only two.
The newest Exorcist movie, but I don't think so.
Yeah, like, I don't care enough to be like, I don't like this one, you know? That's what I was looking at, like, when I was looking up retcons, most of them, I'm like, I don't care about this franchise, or I don't care about this, so this doesn't really affect me. So
yeah.
When I was looking up a lot of them.
I guess one I don't necessarily care about is Terminator. Like, every fucking movie retcons the last one.
It does,
Especially after number two, especially. It's like, actually, no, Judgment Day is not today, but it's tomorrow. No, it's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be the next day.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is this a leap year?
It's in a week.
Sorry, I didn't calculate leap years.
And then...
Wait, it's June? Fuck.
Came too early.
You get to Dark Fate, where it's like, John Connor? Oh, no, he actually isn't the fucking... Savior. He actually isn't the hero. He's the, it's these two women, I think, or something. I think Dark Fate was the last one. The Genesis was like, fucking, oh, actually, John Connor isn't the hero. He's the villain. And,
amazing.
God, just what a mess. What a mess. And I'm sure the only way they'll make another one, not the only way. I'm sure when they make another one, they're going to have to retcon all of them.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe just straight up just make it a reboot.
Yeah,
maybe that's true, maybe that's kind of the nature of it, because since it's all time travel movies, it's like every time you see a new Terminator, something's been changed about the past, and now the future's different, so now it's a new movie.
You know, it'd be crazy. Yeah. You make a new Terminator and you make it by AI.
There you go.
You have AI at the full circle.
Perfect.
See, metaphor.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. No one do that. One
right now that is a movie that's being retconned right now as we speak.
Ooh.
So I Am Legend with Will Smith came out.
Oh, yeah.
And he dies at the end of that movie. But they're making a sequel, and he's going to come back where they're going to use the original, I think the director's
alternate ending
or something. Yeah.
Where he lives. So they're going to retcon, and that movie's in production right now. I think it's going to have Michael B. Jordan, Will Smith.
And that'll be a good retcon, honestly. That'll be a good one, because that should have been the ending anyways. I liked that ending.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. I've never seen it, but I've heard that's always
sympathetic.
The better one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys were talking about horror movies. I was going to say one more thing, not to beat off a dead horse here, but Poltergeist 3. You know me, if I have a chance to talk about Poltergeist 3, I will.
Hell yeah.
And in Poltergeist 3, they retcon Poltergeist 1, and they're like, yeah, the problem was that you guys were living on top of a burial ground, like on top of a cemetery. But the other problem, that was just what kind of like thinned the veil between life and death. And the real problem was that there was one specific spirit that latched itself onto Marianne and has never let go. And even after the house was gone and they moved and everything went on, that spirit followed her.
There were two more movies.
For two more movies. So it turns out he's been responsible for everything, because as long as he is attached to Marianne, anywhere she goes, the veil between life and death is paper thin.
And luckily they didn't George Lucas it and add like a scene in the original where he's in the background or something.
Right, where he's in the mirrors.
Like, it's sucked into her or something, like in first second.
I think I got one more. I don't know if anyone has any games that they want to talk about, but I know we already talked about Peacemaker, but this game, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. I bring up Peacemaker because that Suicide Squad basically retconned the last Suicide Squad movie.
Right.
And then, this game, when it was coming out, nothing but bad things. Everyone was like, okay, this is officially a canon game in the Arkham universe. And it's called Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Like, of course they're gonna, like, kill them, you know? Like, they can't not deliver on that. And then, I think, what was it? Kevin Conroy died before the game released. Also, the game was delayed like fucking 3 years, I think. Like, each year it was delayed separate times, but like it came out to like 3 years. And basically the game had, I want to say, completely come out, and they released the patch or an ending that said that the Justice League that you killed in the game actually wasn't the Justice League. They were like clones or robots made by Brainiac or fucking Lex Luthor or some shit.
Someone, yeah.
It's like, because the feedback was so fucking bad.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why a video game has to be canon, but
no, I'm saying to the Arkham.
Yeah, I was.
It's
just it's a bad game, so that's why I'm like, right. I don't know if I care enough to be like, I didn't even know any of this, to be honest, because I've never looked into it at all, like the plot or anything.
Okay.
Because once I heard it was bad, once I heard it was online, I was like, I kind of don't care. And then I heard it was bad, and I was like, okay, I definitely don't care.
Because it was supposed to be it's in the Arkham Asylum universe, like the video game, the Rocksteady one.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like a sequel/spinoff, and it was, I think, Kevin Conroy's last, one of his last Batman performances, and that's why everyone's like, Yo, this is gonna be his last performance, and you guys are gonna fucking have him get his head beat in by Harley Quinn, like.
Right, I do remember being real upset about that.
Yeah.
So, like, actually, JK, that wasn't Batman. It's fine. Yeah,
everyone else is real, but that one was. That he's the only one that didn't. That wasn't.
Yeah. Everyone else, totally fair game.
Yeah. That's fair. I'm trying to think video games because I looked up some and I'm like, oh yeah, but like they're games I never played or stuff. Like Zelda comes to mind. There's some a lot
Legend of,
like,
of Zelda. Yeah.
Over time. Right now, top of mind, Silent Hill. Like, because first it was a cult.
Oh really?
The second game. Well, I guess I don't.
Well, know no spoilers.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I guess, but
I actually don't want spoilers because I'm playing it right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If this is two. Basically, two. One, three is a sequel to
Here,
one.
I'll take my headphones off.
Two doesn't connect at all to the other games. Yeah. That's all. Basically, I'll say.
Oh, that's fine.
Or it does, but it doesn't. If that makes, okay. I don't know. Like, I guess without spoilers. And I feel like Metal Gear probably has a bunch that I can't think of in top of mind. Mm. Kojumbo is always doing something.
Oh, my God. I remember for TV shows, Roseanne. One of the last seasons of her show, fucking terrible person. The whole family, they're supposed to be like a blue collar fucking, I don't know, a bunch of hicks, whatever. They end up getting super rich. Like, they win the lottery and get super rich and they get this upgraded lifestyle. And then at the very end of that season, it turns out that it was all, not a dream, but it was just a story that Roseanne was coming up with. And this was like season 9 of the show. And so that entirely didn't matter. So that's one retcon. And then this isn't so much a retcon as much as it's kind of funny. But when they did the Roseanne reboot in like 2017,
18. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
She went on like a racist tirade against some like black woman, or I think she probably was transphobic too. And so they booted her from the show. And this isn't so much of a retcon as much as it's a funny excuse, but I think they said that Roseanne died of like a drug overdose or something.
Right. Yeah. They gave her like a really unceremonious death.
Off screen death. That's awesome.
Incredible stuff. That's it for my list. That's all I got, you know?
Yeah, that's all.
Anything else you guys want to add?
That's all I really had as well. I was trying to think of video games because I hadn't even considered that. I don't know.
It's for me, I mean, God of War.
Video game ones.
I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Mario.
God of War?
I haven't played the remake or 4 or whatever, but isn't there like, I don't know, because it's Norse mythology now. I don't know. I assume there's some kind of retcon.
Well, the new one, it's just a direct it's just another sequel.
Yeah, but there's no retcon.
Yeah, so it's just
a different land now.
No, actually quite the opposite. They directly reference the previous games, and a lot of his character growth in the new ones is him like talking to his son about all the things he regrets doing.
Yeah.
Over the course of like the first three games, and like having to kind of like justify his actions,
yeah,
now that he isn't fighting anymore, yeah. So it's
I'm sure there's some small ones,
he wasn't gonna
the spin-off games or something too.
I'm sure they did end up changing some stuff. I it might have just been small enough that I didn't really notice.
Yeah,
I
still can't.
Yeah, Gibble, maybe you can help me with this one, but is Smiling Friends, I want to say, isn't there like a joke where it's like, this character's been here the whole time? Or am I thinking of something else, maybe? Is that, I'm trying to think of which character it is.
Rick and Morty.
I guess they, yeah.
Rick and Morty did do that, that's true.
They did, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
For no. Mr. Poopy Butthole,
Mr.
yeah.
Butthole?
Yeah, that's, okay, maybe where I think of him, because I was thinking of someone else. Yeah, Mr.
Poopy Butthole. The retcon parasites. And then it turns out that Mr. Poopy Butthole, just for the joke, is not a parasite. It is a long-time family friend.
Like, he actually was, yeah.
Ooh, they're...
So stuff like that, maybe, I guess.
God, they're actually... what's his name? There's Forget Me or Forget Me Not? What is it? The X-Men who...
Forget Me Not.
Yeah.
Who was there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the... Yeah.
When people look away, they forget he exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying. Which,
that's sad. It's actually... He... Yeah. There's a really good comic where I think he sacrifices himself to someone stuck in a wall, but the wall is like a security system and she's freaking out and like, I don't know, he manages to switch places with her and she's like, oh my God, thank you, thank you. The moment she turns away, she forgets what fucking happened. And it's like, oh, mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
What was it? I feel like Futurama... Yeah. Always had really good retcons, like the original Futurama series or shows,
right?
Like with Fry being his own grandpa. That's funny. The Fry's dog Seymour was it's like such a good...
Are those retcons though?
I mean, they're additions.
I feel like those are less. They're just kind of they're the additional retcon, like the like we said at the beginning. Like there's the those kind of retcons that just kind of add information.
Yeah, like don't take away.
And so it's like, yeah, and that's like what that Naruto one was just,
yeah, like here's more info.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
and
you know, probably didn't even wonder about. That's funny.
Yeah.
Same thing with X-Men.
Leela being retconned to be or revealed to be a mutant, not an alien, like really ish on.
Yeah, that's a reveal, true
retcon. Because I don't know if that was intention.
I'd say that's a retcon. I feel like that was not. They didn't like try to lead to that at all. So it's like, I feel like nobody treats her like anything other than alien. So I feel like
I mean, I think she even introduced herself as an alien when Fry's like, what's with the eye or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's
so true
for me.
Same.
I think, yeah, I don't think I got anything else. Yeah. All right. Anyone want to plug anything?
Turns out I already plugged my plugs. Yep. Nice. It already happened.
Oh, nice, nice. I remember that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You got to go listen to the other episodes to find it. I'll plug today. I'm going to plug the Tower of the Fool. Friend of ours, lead singer Lag9K, has made our theme for the show. And the band, that's the band that he's in. And awesome band, hardcore music. Give them a follow Instagram. They're doing some shows, like they're gearing up to do a lot more shows lately, so yeah, go check them out.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
give them a listen.
Yeah This is Gibbledang. You can go and follow that account. I've been one of your hosts. This has been No Good Idea. Why don't we give a shout out to Venom.
Thanks, Venom.
Sloppy alien.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out to Noel.
Star Wars.
The alien brain.
Yeah.
Noel.
Shout out
to Naruto.
Shout out to McClunky.
So it sounds like space. Shout out to space and aliens in general.
Mm-hmm.
Making things so much more complicated. Do a scapegoat.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to J.J. Abrams to undoing another director's entire movie.
actually every director of the last trilogy undoing the last
one. Shout out. Yeah. Whew.
Shout out to undoing other people's work. Hard work. Fuck it. Keep
it. Yeah. Shout out to straight up calling your peers' ideas garbage by making something else.
AKA Dr. Manhattan and fucking Doomsday Clock in the butt.
True. That's a,
hey, shout out to Alan Moore.
J.J. Abrams is just Manhattan and that shit. Shout out to Alan Moore, yeah. He's good. To the good retcons. Shout out to Old Hulk.
Alright.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.